This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation for MES Solutions, Hop Hog, New York, 11788. Exam date 6/3/2024, 3:15 p.m. MES number 211-240082 95. Claimant James ALCUS. Employee insured Environmental Sewer and Drain Company. Client Sedgwick CMS Syracuse. Allegations AN. CR, neck, right leg, bilateral knees, left shoulder, left forearm, back, right hand, and depressive disorder. On the list of records reviewed is documented separately. Patient was made aware that the usual rules of doctor-patient confidentiality did not apply. He requested that his wife attend the full interview, which she did. Okay, Mr. Al Cuse is a 58-year-old male who resides with his wife of 34 years and their 35-year-old son. He is trained as a plumber, and he has not been working since injured on the date of let me find the exact date, hold on. Oh, here it is. 11/17/2015. On that day, he was apparently hit by a out of control a bulldozer, and immediately reported extreme pain. He now reports ventral injuries to both knees. The following day, he apparently needed treatment in a local hospital. He and his wife feel that surgical interventions have not been helpful for the a bulk of his chronic painful conditions. He's also been treated for sepsis following surgical interventions. He reports that initially he felt some degrees of depression, but with prolonged pain and continued surgical interventions. He now reports a worsening depression. He also reports feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, fleeting passive suicidal ideation at times. There's no auditory visual hallucinations, no paranoia or delusions. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight and judgment. Are limited. He denies any past substance abuse history or past psychiatric treatments prior to the initial day of injury. A list of his current medications includes oxycodone, 15 milligrams, 4 to 6 times a day as needed. Ambien, 15 milligrams, HS, PRN, Trintellix, 40 milligrams daily. And he's also recently lost a fair amount of weight, which he is pleased with. There's no known family past psychiatric history. Nor any history of suicide attempts. Social history, they have 3 children, all grown. His wife works in a school district. They spend some time socializing with neighbors who live close by. Due to his physical symptoms, he spends a fair amount of time at home alone. They see a fair amount of the one adult child who lives nearby. A mental status exam, he looks younger than his stated age, fluent speech, only limited eye contact, mood dysphoric, affect anxious, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, insight, limited, judgment, good, a mental status exam. He was casually dressed with fluent speech, eye contact was limited. Mood dysphoric, affect constricted, reporting pain in foot, radiating to leg. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, denies auditory visual hallucinations, denies paranoid delusions, denies suicidal homicidal ideation. Alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Oriented to day of week as well. Patient has been treated with, initially with Dr. Christopher Burke, then with June Feinstein, a nurse practitioner. Currently sees Barbara King for talking therapy and finds it extremely helpful. He's learned to the person, place, and time. Insight, limited judgment, limited Okay, questions and answers. The patient denies prior diagnoses of depression. Two, medical provided the mental status treatment provided to preview I was examined. Patient is unable, three, patient is unable to address a full day of work at this time, specific limitations would not be enough. Four, to the degree of disability at this time is 100%. Five, please comment on further treatment recommendations, including medications being prescribed, on patient's current psychiatric medications, include Trintellix, 40 milligrams daily, Ambien 15 milligrams at bedtime for sleep, Lyrica, dose unknown, and Xanax 1 milligram PRN. I believe that the patient should continue with psychiatric medication monitoring. I believe he is not at MMI. I believe that some adjustments with his medication may help him reach MMI. I'd say his current severity board reading is reading. I believe his condition is 100% full, but at this time it's still temporary. With treatment can improve. So his current New York State guideline, January 2012, severity rating is temporary but severe. Impression. I believe this gentleman meets criteria for major depressive disorder, moderate to severe, not psychotic, not recurrent. I recommend continued therapy sessions with Dr. Bowman and continued psychiatric medication monitoring with psychiatrist or nurse practitioner. He then could be reevaluated in approximately 6 months. Hopefully, there'll be notable improvement. Thank you.